the one downstairs ones. So I'm very happy that Swabhai did not die, you know, have had long life, And now this year, I see, I must, purpose of my life is to benefit others, okay, to benefit others. So I must do that, okay. Purpose of my life is to benefit others. So, that means meaning of my life, okay. So that to that, okay. So it's good. just in essence. No, we're not doing religious dance. Because Spice came in many months there. Something, we're not going to do religious dance. So just make it simple that, the sofa did not die after a long life. Anyways, whatever happened in the past, so this year, I'm going to see, now I'm going to, the purpose of life, meaning of life, is to benefit others in different ways, to benefit others in different ways, to benefit the world, okay? So therefore, so it's very important, to make some decisions, you see, today, New Year Day, beginning new life, okay? So what I'm going to do with my life, I'm going to do something useful. Something useful, not harmful, but something useful to other living beings, you know? So that means, you see, from your home, family, to all the rest, not only the people, animals living, not only the six living sentient beings of, this universe, but the numberless universe, not only by Buddha mentioned, but in scientific dimension, there are numberless universes. So all the sentient beings in those universes, okay? So to benefit. So generate motivation, you see, to benefit for others. So it's very good to think that. How you going to use your life to benefit others? What's the purpose? That fulfills the purpose of living, you see, is to benefit others. Purpose of living is to not. Living is not to harm yourself, to not harm others, to benefit others, okay? To benefit others. To benefit others as much as possible. All the purpose of life, okay? So at least that. At least to have that. You begin your new year day, new year life, you see, new year day. Okay, with that motivation. So it's very good. Very worthwhile, then. then you know your purpose of life is to benefit other sentient beings, you know. For others who are numberless, you are just one. No matter how much you suffer, just one person. No matter how much you are happy, no matter how much success, one person. And with that one person, you are self, you see. So it's not much, you see. That's one. But others, numberless. Everybody is important. Like how you think you are important, your happiness. The numberless other beings, numberless human beings, numberless devas, asura, asuras, numberless health, numberless hunger, numberless animals. So each realm they are numberless. So, so you see, everyone is so important, so precious, okay? So, we receive all the happiness from beginningless birth. All the happiness from beginningless birth we receive from others. Okay? And we receive all the happiness, all the present happiness from others. We receive all the future happiness from others, by others' kindness. and all the future happiness, all the, you know, samsara happiness, all the temporal happiness, all the future life, we receive by kindness of others. And then not only that, the ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness, liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering, including cause, karma, the action and the delusions, you see, cessation, all that. The everlasting happiness we receive by kindness of number of different things. Everybody's, from everybody's kindness we receive the everlasting happiness. And then also we receive the full enlightenment, the peerless happiness, okay? Peerless happiness, full enlightenment, cessation of all the mistakes of mind, not only gross but even the subtle, and then completion of all the qualities, this full enlightenment we receive by kindness of every sentient being, every happiness, every hundred gross, every animal, every human being, every surya being, asura being, human beings. Okay, so including family members, so that. So by the kindness of all the friends, by the kindness of all the strangers, by the kindness of even the enemies, okay? We receive all the happiness, powers, perfect future, all this, by the kindness, okay? So, so anyway, so the members of our lives to benefit others, okay? So that, like that. So to think that, to motivate that. Okay, we motivate the every day. We multiple, today New Year day, it's the beginning of the New Year life, okay? then that becomes something new life. You know, the didn't happen in the past. In the past, in the, so much of life we spend with the selfish mind, okay? Now we spend our life total benefiting others. You know, this the root of all the happiness. The root open door for all the happiness happened in this life, happened for all the future lives, all the Buddha birth, you know, pure land, all the things. You see, whatever you wish, all that. All that. And then ultimate happiness and liberation from samsara. Okay? So the thought of seeking happiness for others, you know. So open the root of all the happiness, open the door for all the happiness. To yourself, opening the door with that mind, total benefit of others, you the one person can cause to numberless sentient beings happiness this life, happiness all the coming future life to numberless sentient beings. Okay? And liberation from samsara, full enlightenment to this full happiness this life, happiness to all the future lives, okay? Or they're all the temporary, okay? Now here, ultimate happiness, as they say, ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness, the liberation from samsara, okay? Liberation from oceans of samsara, suffering, and cause, karma, delusion, then full enlightenment. So you, the one person, with this thought of seeking happiness and thought benefit to others, then you are able to offer cause is for happiness to numberless things, numberless helpers, numberless hindus, numberless animals, numberless human beings, suras, asuras, intermediate things, so they serve those who are in samsara, okay? So the four levels of happiness, okay? You are able to cause to numberless symptoms in each of them, okay? So whatever. So if you have this thought of seeking happiness, if you have this thought, not only you're able to achieve all your happiness after enlightenment, I mentioned before, but you, one person, can cause all these four levels of happiness to numberless sentient beings in each realm, hell, hundred worlds, animal, human beings, to all, you see, able to cross up to enlightenment, to them, okay? So, so therefore this thought, you know, seeking happiness to others, so precious, the most precious, then, say, all the money in the world, then you see, diamonds, you know, more precious than this side of earth, diamond, gold, all this value is nothing. You compare the value of this thought of seeking happiness others, this good heart, cherishing others, seeking happiness others, okay? So even, you know, even the whole earth, I mean the whole sky filled with the wish granite jewel, which is extremely rare, you know. In the past, the Wotan kings will have the they find the jewel from the ocean, then clean the dirt in two ways. The last one to cotton like that. Then put on the banner, put on the banner, banner which is on the roof. You see. Then you pray. Then whatever material needs you need, material enjoyment, you see, whatever you need, they just get materialized, because that power of material and your good karma. So together then it gets extracted, whatever you pray. So now like that, not just one, but numberless. Fill the whole sky, okay? But if you have that much, the most rare external possession, you see, which is a jewel, even you fill the whole sky, even you own, but you cannot achieve liberation from that. Just like that, you cannot achieve, you can't achieve good birth next life, you can't achieve liberation from samsara, you see, just from that, and then achieve life and come, you can't achieve. But if you have this thought, even you don't have a slight jewel, okay? If you are penniless, okay? The jewels. But if you have this good heart, total cherishing, when seeing happiness others, then you achieve all this happiness for yourself. Which I want to be after. All the happiness which you like, the liberation from the enlightenment. And besides the happiness, all the happiness which you like, then the pure land, everything. Then you see of everlasting happiness, you know, happiness, liberation from the oceans of samsara suffering, okay? The 6 years of all the suffering, liberation from that. And then cessation of karma, then enlightenment. You're able to achieve all your happiness. You see, while you're seeking the world for others, you know, seeking happiness for others, then you see you're able to cause all the full happiness, this life, happiness, future life, liberation, the enlightenment, you see, to numberless intelligence. Okay? You, the one person, able to cause. So, but due to this good heart, you know, the thought of chasing others, of benefiting others, seeking happiness for others. So this is much, much more precious, you know, which grand jewel, leave aside gold, diamond, all that, which grand jewel fills the whole sky. The, you know, value is nothing compared to the value of this good heart, you know, the cherishing others or the seeking happiness for others. Okay? Oh, this is unbelievable. So, the root of all the success, you know. All your happiness and then the success, you see, you know, that you are able to say, accomplish all the happiness from this and created by somebody. So therefore, how to New Year, you see, how to make a best New Year is, you know, most meaningful, most beneficial. Happiest life. So, you see, how to achieve happiest life, you know. How to make my life most meaningful, beneficial, see, most important, beneficial to all sentient beings, including your family, beneficial to all sentient beings, okay? So, then that becomes the most beneficial to yourself as well, so, by the way, so that. Yeah, then I say, then those I just want to mention that general, okay? Some idea. In other words, how to live the life? This new past, whatever has happened, done, finished. But of course we can purify, you see. So this new year, so how to see. How to live life. It's, in other words, it's how to live life. So what I was planning is that. So then if we live our life is with this, then only joy. Only joy. You understand? Do you understand? Yeah, understand? Only joy. If we're able to live like this, every morning we wake up with this with this motivation. Okay? Not only today, this will happen every month. It's, then morning when you wake up, first thing you wake up, remember this, and then you sit in this motivation. There is a day to remember, whether I follow that motivation, then it things change again, directly like that. So this is that, if you do that, and naturally, so the mind is like driver, you see. Then the body, actually body's mind is like the wave of a driver, this way or that way, that way. So then it's the driver's hand eyes, so the motivation like driver. So then follows the action of body's mind, follows that. So then everything becomes positive, everything becomes positive, which is the result of happiness, okay, to you and to others. So then your life will be joy. And then the day when death comes, due to sickness or whatever, the day when death comes, you have no worry, no fear. You have no worry, fear, you see. Mind is so happy. So the best practitioner of Dharma, meditation is the best Dharma, is that when you die, mind is so happy, it's unbelievably happy that. Somebody who never met parents, for so many years. So never met, and today you're going to meet you, see. Like that, so happy, unbelievably happy, you see. So, or somebody who never had break, somebody who never had a holiday, for so many years, working so hard. Now you could break, it's not a holiday, you see, go to the beach or go to the mountains or go to where. And so anyway, so happy, not kind of a holiday, you see, so unbelievable. Anyway, so when you die, mind is so happy, unbelievable happy. Oh, then you go to Pure Land, Buddha, where you become enlightened, even those kind of people, where you become enlightened, you see. Oh, so the perfect human birth, where you meet Dharma, Guru, and then the actualized path, then you overcome sufferings, So there's so many. So the human body, which is eight qualities, where you can get quick realization, you see, success in the eight path. Or the human body, which is seven qualities, and then the human body, which is the four Mahayana wheels, and so where you have all the conditions to meet Dharma, to practice Dharma, and to achieve realization, passing, then you see overcome delusions and achieve liberation from oceans of samsara, suffering, cause, and then achieve life. So all this one can you see. Like this. So just like changing the dress, you leave the old dress and take new dress, you see. The death is like that, you see. So mind is so happy, like that. And the middle Dharma practitioners, death. Middle mentor or Dharma practitioners, death is that it. You see, so you see the mind is very, very comfortable. No worry, no fear, nothing. Peace, your heart is full of peace. No worry, no, you see. Confidence, higher birth. No worry at all to live in the hell and those animals, okay? So that. Then now, the last one. on Way of Dynasty, the last Dharma practitioner, okay, the third one, meditator, see. So that one is no worry, you know. No worry. So things like that. No worry. Yeah, you know, no worry. See, no fear. No fear. So that. So, that's the teaching which you know, from whom I took many teachings in the teachings here in recent time. So Rinpoche explained in the America land, the Mission Buddha. So you see during Lama teachings. So that you know. Or thinking of this, Rinpoche says, you know, oh, I don't have to worry. Why? Because I can take refuge to the Dharma Sangha. You understand? It's very important. This is very important to remember. Very important, okay? Very important. Oh, what? You know what? If your mind is not prepared, what to think when you die, you see? Then, you know, because, you know, when the death comes, you see, that's it. You know, because of attachment to this body, attachment to the family, attachment to the possessions. So there's a lot of worry, fear, separation from this body, separation from the family, material possession, you understand? A lot of worry, okay? Because the attachment, clinging, grasping. So all that becomes a problem. See? So mind to leave this body doesn't make it easy, very difficult. You understand? Very difficult. So we see other people dying. So very difficult, you see. Oh, so I said so much worry, fear, you know, so much. So you just your own mind made it up because attachment like this. Okay, so that's the biggest problem at the time of death. You know? So all the worry, fear, okay, then. So then also I said, you know, worry, fear of you see result of karma. Some very heavy things going to happen after this life. You understand? So. even you didn't believe karma, reincarnation, the life, but when you die, this even somebody with a even some non-believer, but when the death comes, you have this feeling, you know, feeling this comes, you see, from the heart, you know, even the brain that doesn't believe, but here comes, you see, so because it exists, therefore it's a great fear, worry, you know. Oh, I'm going to die, you see. Oh, so much. So therefore not easy to remember. Therefore it's not easy to remember. You know, even though you heard meditation or practices, you know, but that time not easy to remember because all this fear was so much attachment, you know. We don't want to separate from this, then some of the word fear, then you see, attack. And they come to overwhelm by this. So therefore, see, very very important that the Chitana Buddhist says that, oh, the last Dharma practitioner, how he dies, see, oh, I don't have to worry, I don't have to fight for death, because I can tell the Buddha Dharma Sangha, I can tell the Buddha Dharma Sangha, okay? So therefore, I don't have to worry. So that's the one, very, very important to remember that. So when you die, the last mind, you see, for example, if you remember a Sangha, Nana monk who has whom you have a devotion, if you remember that, you never get the wrong audience. Or you remember a mantra, you remember a Heart Sutra, or you remember some, you know, like, well, maybe Mingmei Tsewe, Mingmei Tsewe, Hanjigabu, Bala, so on, the Lama Tsungaba prayer, or the Hariba, Sato Muni Muni Mam Swene, if you remember the mantra, see, you never get the wrong audience. So you are safe, you see, you get higher good. So doesn't, you know, even without taking refuge of Buddha Dharma, also even just remember one Amitabha Buddha or any Buddha, you see, you remember the never get it wrong, you know. Just one, you see. So anyway, then you see. Remember Buddha, remember the name of Buddha, you see. You never get it wrong, Lord. You say it, you get higher. So therefore, I don't have to worry, I don't frighten you, see, death. So I can tell you which Buddha Dharma Sangha, okay? I can tell you which Buddha Dharma Sangha, and they will die. So that, so that one is very, very essential, very important. Okay? So definitely, then you don't have to worry. One doesn't get the wrong audience, okay? So that, yeah? So, okay? 啊，说，说这样是，motivation, okay, so, so, it's very good to those who are then, you see, during practice, it's very good to remember. So anyway, so the general introduction, general introduction, already explained. Okay, so the morning, okay, the symbol is that, and those who doing practice. So in so you see. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha is the who achieved who collected merit of three kinds of great eons for us in the middle of the achievement. Okay. The Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, so then who completed the merit of wisdom and the virtue, okay, for three kinds of great eons and achieved the enlightenment of the Dhammakaya, Rupakaya. So, so say passes sort of respect, okay. So the so therefore you see so therefore my life, you know, so therefore my life is a very, you know, very natural impermanence, you see. You know, say even Buddha, you know, has shown this, you know, possible solace. That's all. My life, no question. very natural impairments, no question. And the experience of death, no question. So anytime, any day, it can happen. Okay. So that, so you know, thinking this way, you know, every day remembering. Oh, when the actual time of death comes, you have no fear. Okay? You have no fear. So, you see, your mind is happy, as I mentioned before, no fear. I mean, so happy, or no, at least no worry, no fear, okay? So, if you don't think every day, if you don't train mind in that way, then suddenly, she got such a cancer, or you something. Oh, then you see, then you come. The doctor said you're going to live only a few weeks or 3 months or something. Then you see, so much fear. But nothing you can do. Life is run out. There's nothing you can do, you see. So, didn't do practice earlier when you are healthy, when you are healthy, you know. Do earlier, there's a lot of time. But now, there's no time. Anyway, so, so I see like that. Okay. So when it comes, you have no fear. So, as I mentioned before, okay, I'm extremely happy or very comfortable. You see, the last one is no worry, no fear. Okay. So that, so you have for that. So you know to, how say, you know to, it helps to not get overwhelmed by delusion, okay, attachment. To feel that. Okay. So anyway, so. Then the six ornaments like Nagarjuna, Asanga, those many, many happened, you know, some of the great Telopana also. all those which he has all those known living now from that time, you see. So this earth, only you see the scriptures, they written by Din and the caves, what it meant to say that. So you can see. So so they were my life, no question. When the children can die, can take any moment, okay? So any day, any moment can happen, okay? So think of that. So then the so then yeah, anyway, that's so then you see Lama Tsongkhapa, so the many after that, you know, many great holy beings also we achieved his path, okay? And you see passed away, you know, lives up now. So then what you see is one is a scripture, a life story, and they were teaching about the road and caves, different monasteries, a place, okay? That's it. So, also, no question, of course, my life. so, you know, that's a impairment, okay? That any day, any moment, you see. That, okay? then, yeah, among the gurus, so if your elders would know this, so then the among the gurus, you know, will pass away, you see. Okay? So rank and it is, you know, passed away by Kishilama Kuncho, okay? Then rank and pass. So they yeah, like this. So so no question myself is basically can die any day, any moment, okay? So you see thing that way, see. So then even among the family members, you see many among the family members many pass away, okay? So parents or many people parents, either father passed away, mother passed away, whatever you see, family members passed away, you see. Okay, so, relatives, uncles, what, anything, you see. So, of course, you know, of course, my life, you see, must say, when it's impairment, you walk, you know, any time, you know, any day, any moment, okay, at that time. So many friends, you see, so many people that one knew, so many died by cancer, and many all the past, you see. So, so you see, so you know, anything can happen to me, you see, that in a day, any moment, to me, you see. So, you know, up to now, I've been hearing others, you see. The name and the dead, name and the dead, you see, joint. So now, any of the days, soon, my name, other people they hear, my name, like for example, Sopa, Tutian Sopa is my name, you see, dead, you see. So, any day they hear, say, oh, my name, you see, not like that, okay? So, what happened, what you've been hearing all the time now, that this, you know, now this, any day, others say, you see, any day this can happen. So yeah, so that then you see the think that, you know, okay. So many people on this earth born the same day. So many people on this earth born in the same day, you know. See so many pastors that died already. But somehow, you know, somehow I survived, okay? So this miracle, this is miracle, you know, okay? This is miracle, you know, amazing. So, yeah, so therefore, so this one you see, miracle. But so many people who got born the same day were died, okay? So miracles from that survive. Then you see, therefore I must abandon Nikama. Okay? Therefore I must abandon, must, you know, do something good, you see, must abandon Nikama. That's the word. Then okay, and then the how's it? Then you see, even last night, you know, in this world, even last night, so many people died. They went to bed, thinking, maybe New Year tomorrow. I'm enjoying New Year tomorrow this year. so, anyway, something like that, something like that. Oh, okay? with many plans in life, you know, doing this, going to that, going to this, going to this. Okay? So go to bed, and then this morning, you know, body become cropped. No, not cropped. Corpse. So gone, you see this. Between that, gone, conscious, gone, you see. There's so many who died last night, okay? Didn't survive. Okay? it's a miracle that I did not die. You know? I didn't die last night. So many people died. I didn't die. It's amazing. It's a miracle. See? Like dream that I'm alive today. You know? Being a human being, alive today. It's a miracle. You know? So you should rejoice. You should rejoice, okay? So you see, that I could have died last night, you know. Could have died last night and born over the law of rhythm. Born over the law of rhythm. Why? And because I didn't do continual Dharma practice, you know, very intense purification. Continuously, you see. Not just a few days doing purification, then stop, you know. continual Dharma practice, intense purification, collecting merits, you see. intense practice, purification. I didn't do, you see. Real Dharma practice, continual purification, okay? Didn't do. Continual, you see. Didn't do. Okay, so the negative karmas collected not only from the birth, collected from beginningless birth, collect negative karma. You understand? Not only from the birth, but from beginningless birth. So just this life, you know, few months, doing some retreat or something, see. but continual, real sincere Dharma practice, you know, that that was become real Dharma, okay? Not just external Dharma, but real Dharma, you see, from the heart, okay? continual intensive purification didn't do, okay? So therefore, if you died, by this time in the Lord, okay? By this time in the heavens, it could be that. So didn't happen that, it's the, you know, most amazing, okay? Most amazing thing. Rejoice, okay? Most amazing. Then think now, now every second of my life, is it, so precious. Okay? More precious than the sky filled with the most rare, most expensive thing from external, you know, position, most expensive. Most rare, which grand jewel, fill the whole sky. So every second of my human life, you see, and it's more precious than all that, you know, which grand jewel, fill the whole sky, okay? Every second of my life, more precious than all that, okay? So as I already explained it before. So precious, unbelievable precious, okay? You see, in every second, you can create cause of enlightenment. The ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. In every second you can create cause of the enlightenment, okay? So like that. So means every second you can create cause, means you can achieve happiness in life. The, you know, all the various happiness I mentioned before, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, okay? So, you know, but if you don't have this human rebirth, you own Dharma jewels, Dharma Ushuran jewels through the whole sky, okay? cannot do those things. Okay? Cannot eat those happens. So, but if we have this perfect image birth, you can eat all that. Okay? So then impairments, natural life impairments, okay? if that happened today, what I should do? Okay? If that has happened today, what I should do? If the death happened today, okay. If death happened today, what should I do? What should you do? If death happened now, what should I do? Okay, do you understand? So we have to prepare, because you see, in the world there's nobody who lives up to now. Since the world began, there's nobody who lived up to now. So you would have went through the natural life. So we have to prepare our mind, you see. So to protect yourself. Not get involved, okay? That's not a fear and some death, okay? So that So anyway, just about to finish, okay? So I think many of you might have said no sleep last night, never sleep late, you know. Even if you're in samadhi. Same for myself, same. When I listen to Dharma, when I read Dharma, listen to Dharma, then very easy to fall asleep. I think so. From past karma. You say, you know, there are many pollutions, you see. then you give answer to that is going to happen today, you see, what now what I should do. Then you give answer to yourself, you say, bodhicitta. You give answer to yourself. You ask two questions to yourself, and you give answer. Bodhicitta, okay? So remember bodhicitta, okay? So that. Then they say, practice Dharma. The answer is the practice Dharma. Bodhicitta, okay? So the practice Dharma, okay? So the say. you can give the simple answer to bodhicitta, the next one. Practice Dharma, bodhicitta, so that's enough. But generally, what you do is that so like this, you know, the Buddha revealed three levels of teachings: Hinayana, Mahayana, the Paramahayana, Mahayana Tantra. Okay, so so you can think like that. Think like that. You see, one is renunciation of bodhicitta. Renunciation, the bodhicitta, right view. Then the tantra, okay? practicing the pure thought and pure appearance, you know? So right view, completion, then the generous stage, the completion stage, like that, okay? However, then the other way to think is Patamosabhava. So practicing the Hinayana, Mahayana, Paramahayana, Mahayana, Tantra, okay? The other way is Patamosabhava, Bodhisattva, Tantra, all that, okay? So, see, 하여 그 바퀴 담아서 죄라도 그러다. 그런데 어때? 전 이건 that I think that's very important. 하여 그 바퀴 담아. Okay. Of course, of course, the conclusion is 뭐지다. But so down here, then you think of take stand the meditation, then and the shortcomings of self-cherishing thought and benefits of cherishing others. So as a friend, the Lamrim teachings, you know, Lamrim, and then of course this, you know, quoted sutras, you know, they also the so that the in the teachings of the Shambhashita, Sakya, you see, Shambhashita, the freeing from the four clinging, freeing from the clinging, you know, clinging thought, okay? And then, or the Gajinima, the Lord of Namsi, you see, the, four transformation, four, how say, transform thoughts, you could say that. So anyway, then the Lama Transmutation, the three principal aspects, perhaps, it's like same, because renunciation, true renunciation, renunciation, future life, renunciation, this life. So the, the here, the renunciation, the both including that, so they become three, otherwise, same. So, how say, so yeah, then you can elaborate the meditation Buddhist, you see, short time of benefits of cherishing others, okay, that explained those teachings. So, and then you see, after that, then after that, you do exchange ones for others, okay. instead of, you see, cherishing I, instead of cherishing I, from where all the suffering comes, all the problem comes, everything, you see. So, okay, it's about cherishing I, you see. All the problem, all the suffering there. So far, what didn't allow to you to be enlightened, what didn't allow to you to be liberated from oceans and suffering, all that about this, you see. And only causes suffering, okay. So then, if one couldn't cherish I, then same, you see. Okay, same, exactly, because one is suffering with no attainment, okay. So therefore now, that means all the suffering, all the problems, obstacles, everything. So if somebody is doing blind magic, you see, so including that come from the eye, okay. Everything. So because if you didn't harm, when somebody is doing blind magic to you, it's because in the past you did harm, you did a similar harm to the other, that doesn't mean in the past, you see, in the past. So that cause doesn't mean to give you harm to life, you see. So that it came from you, you see. So that you cause that person, you gave harm to that person, that doesn't mean in the past. So that's why this doesn't mean giving you harm this life, you see. So that's completely met by you, you know. So really that's not the real enemy, you see. Because you cause that, you cause this sentient being to get harm to this life, you see. So you are the, that is not the enemy. The enemy is you, the enemy is your mind. So your anger, your, you know, delusion, that's the real enemy, you know. So that, so anyway, so therefore, what I'm saying, so that anyway. So even danger of the fire, water, earthquake, tsunamis, all because it's all came from your mind, you know, because did something wrong, right? Need karma in the past, you know, it's harmed others, so that, but you see. So this time even the fire, water, earthquakes, so, and they become violent, you receive harm from them, like that. So as they came from your negative mind, you see. So that, anyway, so you see now here, instead of cherishing this, instead of cherishing this, you cherish it. So you cherish others from whom you receive all the happiness, quality of goodness, everything from others, okay? Enlightenment, liberation from something, enlightenment, okay? You cherish others, okay? So then you let go of this I from all the suffering, trouble, comes, okay? And cherish others from whom you receive all the happiness, okay? So that's the correct way of thinking, correct way to live our life, okay? So that then, then you see with that, so then, so with that you can chant Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Then you take, you can do Tonglen practice, see, take all these sufferings, I'm not going to expand this, so to make sure, take all these suffering, okay, you see, each realm is in the midst of these sufferings, okay? All the sufferings, like human beings have suffering, rebirth, suffering, old age. We don't remember, but there's so much suffering, rebirth when you're born. So suffering, rebirth, suffering, except holy beings, you know, depending on the level of the mind, they don't suffer in the womb, you see. This totally different rebirth than the ordinary beings go through so much. Suffering, rebirth, suffering, old age, suffering, sickness, suffering death, then there's the suffering, I guess, okay? Then it's separating from, worry, fears of meeting undesirable objects, you know, meeting enemies, so forth, then the worry, fears, not finding desirable objects, okay? Even after you found, then you don't get satisfaction. So all these sufferings, okay? It's just human beings. So take all their sufferings on you, and the sufferings and the cause of the suffering on you, okay? On you. they destroy your ego, self-cherishing, from where, you know, that which your main enemy gives all the problems, and, you know, or doesn't allow to achieve my liberty from that, you know, all that. So you destroy completely. Okay? And, okay? Not only suffering, but the cause of suffering, karma, delusion, seed of delusions, all it destroyed. And then, then you see, we do that with the general compassion. Then you do with loving kindness. Then you give all your past, present, future merits, and all the result of happiness. You know, liberation from samsara, enlightenment. You know, all the happen this life, happiness, future life. Liberation from samsara, all the suffering. Then enlightenment. So you give everything to numberless heaven, numberless angels, numberless animals, numberless human beings, sura, asura, enemies, to all the sentient beings, you know, even the arahatas, the bodhisattvas, you give everything. Okay? So that, then you see, then all the place, so you see, you give, then all the place become pure land, no suffering. Is it? the Sophia, Vidriya, you know, the ground. So I think it's Sophia or something. Ground is blissful, you know, very blissful. It's and then no suffering. filled with which ground trees, whatever gender you wish, everything gets it, everything happens. Yeah? Then they're filled with the beautiful flowers. A big size of a drum is like your room, big petals like that. so many is beautiful flowers and pond, and, you know, it is all the beauties, okay? All the sound dharma, trees, wind blowing trees, birds, sound, everything dharma, and the scent, feel the sense of smell like that. So anyway, so pure light, you know, so what you give, so that and it may be effective also, yourself become pure land for them, okay? And it will be more effective with that. However, then they receive the perfect human body, there is a perfect surrounding, perfect enjoyment, everything, and then through that they will see a cause to actualize that path, you know, passing out the method of wisdom, complete passing out, okay? Everybody is then liberate them from all the suffering causes, okay? Then every helping become as a enlightened, every hunger, every animal become, every human being become enlightened, every soul, so everybody become enlightened, okay? So, so sees from all the sufferings and grow subtle development. So, so everybody became enlightened. Then you rejoice. Then you rejoice. Okay. So it's very good. Then you see after this, then you think you see, yeah, so the this is you know visualization, okay? So I should not yet not enlightened, not you know liberated from something, okay? So freedom from all the suffering causes bring to enlightenment. This is what I, okay. So for that I need to achieve enlightenment, okay? For that I need to achieve enlightenment. So so then you see so therefore see therefore I'm going to live say therefore I'm going to live my life for others, okay? Not only the prayer, I mean not only the doing sadhanas, those virtuous activities, okay? Not only that, even the eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, everything I'm going to do for others. So we take that. Then after that, this is very important. I'm going to do all these virtues, all these virtuous activities, what prostration, doing sadhanas, whatever it is. Besides that, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, whatever, everything for others. Okay. So that's right. Then. Then if you can pray, may I say, I mean, you can do, here I do give an example, like Lama Tsongkhapa, okay, that I'm, may I be like Lama Tsongkhapa all the time, offering extensive benefit to sentient beings teaching Buddha. Also, you can pray that. That's very good. Then, then there's this is what what is in Dalai Lama always says. You see, so this is very good. As long as the sky exists, okay. As long as the sky exists, and the transmigrated beings exist, okay, the sentient and the transmigrated beings being under the control of karma and delusion, then they always you see, reborn and then suffer, die. You know, the different realms, and they die, after they're born, they suffer, and then die. So, all time from beginning to the end. So, as long as the sky exists, and then transmigration exists, I will abide to eliminate their suffering. So this is a very good, but some extra words, say, what Shantideva mentioned, okay? So we can find some of the Shantideva mentioned. So you can find. So anyway, It's there's a Bodhisattva, you see. It's very, very good to remember this. You know, so you give up yourself, all the things to sentient beings, okay? Then you see, whatever say, you know, let the sentient being to use yourself, whatever makes them happy or beneficial for them, whatever is beneficial for them. So, you see, what they want to criticize or what they want to make fun of me or, you know, everything, whatever makes them happy or useful for them. You see, there's few words. So that I don't remember by heart. So there's a few words. Whatever they do, you see, however they use me for their happiness. Offer. So there's a few words. Very good to remember. Very good to have that right